The question was asked, when the Jews form golden calves and then Yerav Menevat forms golden calves, why did they do calves and not lions? Why? What was the point of calves? So Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says that when they left Mitzrayim, they carried in their pockets pieces of gold that had inscribed on one side a calf, and on the other side, Yud Kei Vav Kei. And it says that the Egyptians worshipped the calf. And so... They worship the sheep, they worship the calf, they worship the cow. And so the calf was the idol they were most familiar with. That's a concept we get from one midrash. So on the level of pshat, we see that. On the second level of midrash, so the midrash says, we learn in the Navi in Yechezkel, that the angels in heaven, v'ragleihem yeshara kekaf egel, the angels that are witnessed next to Hashem are witnessed as having feet of calves. So the one part they identified with was the feet of calves. That's what they saw as being close to God. So the Medrash says that when they wanted to create some connector between them and God, so they said, well, what was the closest thing we saw to God? Angels that had feet of calves. So let's make calves. That's what they saw close to God. So that's what they made as their idol. Let's make a being, a force, that will connect us to God. So that's on the Medrash level. On the level of Sod, so the Ramban explains that when you read in the Navi Yechezkel about the angels in heaven, the Chayot, so those angels are described as having four faces. Well, the face of the north is the face of the calf or the cow. And so the Ramban says that the word Safon comes from the word Safun, hidden. And Safon, north, that side, is always the representation of destruction. Mitzafon tipatach hara'ah. And so says the Ramban, we are taught that in terms of angels, whatever that means, there is this concept that areas of desolation, like a desert, are governed by a force that's called the calf. In a true spiritual sense. He says, on some Kabbalistic level, that's the name of this force that's in charge of areas of desolation like the desert. So when the Jewish people want to create some physical representation of a godly force, they say, we're in the desert. The representation is the calf. That's the Ramban. Do we understand it? No, we don't know what any of that means. What does that mean?
Don't Chazal say that God never fully created or finished creating the north?
Okay, it does say that. Yeah, it says that in the Midrash. Pshat, that's what they were familiar with from Egypt. Midrash, that's what they saw when they saw the angels. Sod, Ramban says that the calf represents this idea of the angel that is responsible for the areas of desolation. Why did Yeravim ben Nevat do it? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if the Ramban's answer covers Yeravim ben Nevat. If there's any other answer other than connecting to the past, I don't know. I don't know what Yeravim ben Nevat's intent was. When you find an answer, please tell me too.